Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. The challenges are meant to help you learn what it means to follow Jesus, even in a busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored what following Jesus means, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course. It's a great way to get introduced to the basic concepts that we try to build on in these challenges. We've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be one of his followers. And this week we're going to look at the section where he tries to sum it all up in one line. I was thinking about the posters you've probably seen, "Keep calm and carry on." It's just a concise, memorable little line that was meant to remind people going through something difficult, going through a war, that they just needed to keep calm and carry on. These were people whose entire lives were changing around them. Everywhere they looked, things were different and dangerous and unknown. And a line like "keep calm and carry on" was meant to bring them together, to help them work together towards a common goal. Now, if you've never seen the story of the "keep calm and carry on" posters before, I'd encourage you to check out the video that we're going to attach to today's. You'll find it in the app as a second video in the listing, or you'll find it on the website under short clip. There you'll find a little story about how it came to be and how they found that poster. It's quite an interesting story. Now, life can be like I just described. It can be sometimes different, scary, can feel dangerous. We can be not quite sure whether the world we knew is the world we're still living in today. In those moments, it's good to have a line to remember. It's good to have a sense of, what's it all about? How am I trying to live? Now, I looked for lines like this online as well. One of my favorites was, "Don't reduce your life to a sentence." Well, tomorrow we're going to see how Jesus tried to reduce his Sermon on the Mount down to one sentence. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. What's your guiding principle in life? What's your one-liner? Have a great discussion. I hope you'll share it with somebody you know. Tell them what your line is, see what theirs is. Have a great time. I'll see you tomorrow.